There's something about water that reminds us of who we are, that reminds us of how we belong, that reminds us of our connectedness. Of course, it takes us paying attention because we tend to take water for granted in places like Canada. But when we really think about water, it reminds us of what's important. Now, in the gospel story that we heard, we have to remember that Peter earlier denied 3 times. And in the story that we heard during Holy Week, which is coming from the gospel according to Luke, he denied knowing Jesus. But it's a little different in the gospel according to John, which this story follows, because he doesn't say, "I don't know him." He says, when he was asked if he was a follower, if he was a disciple of Jesus, he said, "I am not." So it's not just, or not primarily about denying Jesus, but about denying who he was, denying his identity as a disciple, as a follower. That thing that's defined his time with Jesus, so much of who he is. Rash, impulsive, a little bit thoughtless sometimes, but always sincere, always intent. And he said, "I am not." He pretended that he wasn't who he was. Of course, many of us are familiar with that kind of denial. Whether it's right now or at some time in our life, the times when we've pretended that we're not who we are. Perhaps that we're smarter or better read or have a better knowledge of film, like my poor first-year university roommate who discovered I don't know any films whatsoever and would just ask, "Do you know this actress?" I'm like, "No. Audrey Hepburn? Who's that?" That temptation to pretend in conversation that I knew the film that was being talked about, knew the sports game that was being referred to, cared about things that didn't matter to me. And it happens in so many ways in our lives that we deny what is important to us, who we are, and pretend to be something else. So Peter's done this in John's story, and he's come to this point where he's fishing. He's by the water. And the water, as it so often is a place where things happen, where new beginnings are possible. So when Jesus appears, Peter has another opportunity for a new beginning. And Jesus offers 2 things. He offers a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose. A sense of belonging. In a way, that's what this water is all about. Belonging isn't the same as fitting in. Fitting in is pretending that you know who Audrey Hepburn is. Belonging is being cared for and accepted even when you don't. Or all the other things that we pretend about our lives, that we're a better person than we are, that we're nicer than we are, that we're more patient than we are, that we care more about the world and others. Fitting in is that pretense, and belonging is knowing that we are accepted and loved without that pretense. The waters of baptism are a reminder that for God, all of us belong. We don't have to pretend to be better than we are, or know more than we do, or care more than we do. We are recognized for all the noisiness of our lives, all the bits that we don't like as well as those that we do. And we belong. We're loved with them. And then a sense of purpose. Because it doesn't stop with "you are loved." It continues with, in this story, "feed my sheep." Care for others. Your life has purpose. It has meaning. It can be a source of blessing for others. And by the waters in the story and the waters of these baptisms, we remember that that promise of belonging calls out to us for our promise of living into the purpose that we are called for, that our lives have meaning, our lives are blessings for others. And sometimes this is in big ways where it's easy to see, not too hard to notice how our lives touch and affect the lives of others, but far more often it's not. It's in smaller ways. It's in those letters that we write that we think are never answered. It's in the small commitments that we make that, even though they don't change the world, still have an impact. It's in the way that, without even knowing it, our lives inspire the lives of others to see more possibilities or to be more loving, to encounter a new perspective, to have faith in our own ability. I've led more than one group or conversation in a church where I've had a few people gather together. And in the midst of the conversation, one of them has said to another, "You probably don't remember this, but 20 years ago, you led this group. It's been different each time. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me and to my life." And that person says, "Oh, did I lead that group? I don't remember that." And I say, "Yes, it did. And here's how my life changed because of it." Those opportunities to touch the lives of others are the ones that we're offered every day without even noticing it. To be a source of inspiration or support or encouragement, to offer new perspectives or a new sense of meaning. And it's possible every day when we remember that promise of belonging that embraces each of us in this symbol right here, and in all the unseen, unfelt, untouched ways that God's unconditional love, just as we are, is felt and experienced. By the water, new opportunities to be reminded who we are, and then to be called as who we are to serve, to love, to share. Thanks be to God.